Good night, everybody.
Live from Trump Country, Tennessee, it's a happy Monday here on Rumble.com/LFA TV. This is Ungoverned. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see that we are being raided. Not by the FBI, by good people. We're being raided by good people. McGroin Nation has raided the stream. It has notified me. I don't know what that means. I guess that means that they are...
There's a direct link to here.
There's a direct link to here?
Yes.
Where?
In their chat.
In the McGroin Nation chat.
Anybody that goes into theirs can click that, comes right here.
Oh, so it's kind of like we're one ship.
Yeah.
They're another ship.
And
they just did the pew, and we're being boarded.
Yeah.
Right? Arr! Ahoy! All right. Well, ahoy then. Very good. Hey, happy to be here. Happy Monday. That's right. Matt Brown's noticing it's the red and black LFA TV flannel, by the way. This is on LFATV.us. I found out something about the other flannel that I was wearing the other day. Locals. All right. I'm happy to be here on a Monday. It's good. I didn't get much sleep last night because I was just laying there and just thinking about the world going to war, basically. You guys ever listen to System of a Down?
No.
Back in the day?
No.
The song BYOB?
No.
Bring Your Own Bombs. It was a protest against the Iraq War. Serge Tankian, he's a big leftist. He still considers himself a leftist, but he's anti-war, but he's also anti-capitalist type of deal. He's not a fan of Trump, whatever. The drummer from System of a Down, though, by the way, is a huge MAGA guy. And Darren Malakian, who is their backup singer, he says he's a quote-unquote libertarian. He's probably on our side as well. Anyway, System of a Down, they wrote this song, BYOB. Bring Your Own Bomb. Still you feed us lies from the tablecloth. It's an insane song. There's a lot of passion in it. But it's about how unnecessary war is. And how the United States love to just meddle in other people's BS and start wars. I mean, we went into Iraq. We toppled Saddam. Saddam was on the CIA's payroll. Saddam Hussein. Before he came to power. And then they killed him. They toppled him and killed him. That just shows you... You know, this military-industrial complex, the John Boltons of the world, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, they're all telling you lies from the tablecloth, right? What that means is you're basically dogs. You're waiting for scraps. They're giving you a BS story. They're throwing you scraps, and you're happy you got what you got. So Iran decided they were going to attack Israel over the weekend. And everyone said, well, Israel... Not everyone.
No. A lot...
Who's Thoughtcast is raiding our stream. I wonder if I could raid myself. I'm going to try it.
Maybe.
I could probably just launch one on my thing and then let it sit and then we could do a raid.
You might be able to.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, I like this raid thing. It's pretty cool. So I'm talking about this. Iran attacked Israel over the weekend. Right? There were hundreds of drones, hundreds of missiles. We heard all about it, right? And the only thing that kept coming to mind was, man, I hate war. I can't stand it. Why? Because I'm pro-life. And if you're pro-life, you can't also be pro-war. Right? Because it's just not... I don't even care if it's a liberal family who I know is going to raise their child to be a bleeding heart liberal. I don't want that family to get an abortion. Right? That's what pro-life is. I hate war. I hate seeing innocent life lost everywhere. I hate seeing it lost in Iraq, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Russia, the United States, Gaza. I don't want to see any innocent people die. Now, we're living in a world that is imperfect, and so that's what's going to happen. And, of course, we got the clickbait. Netanyahu's fleeing Israel. Of course, we got that because that had to happen. We can't give it the Bongino rule. We got to make engagement money. I understand. I don't do it, but I understand why people do it. But then I hear, you know, I heard all this, well, you know, Israel had it coming. They attacked an Iranian consulate, which is technically sovereign Iranian property. And so Iran had to retaliate and save face. So I understand a lot of these viewpoints. Here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. I want to just go back to this 4-year period of time that a lot of liberals and anti-Trump Republicans can't seem to wrap their heads around. 2017 to 2021. Brennan, 2017 to 2021, who was the president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Very good. Very good. Donald Trump was the president of the United States from 2017 to 2021. Conveniently, in that same time period, Vladimir Putin did not take any new territory. Iran was not attacking Israel. As a matter of fact, some of the Arab countries surrounding Israel used to not get along with them, wound up signing on to this beautiful thing called the Abraham Accords. Jared Kushner, I don't love him. He did really good work in the Middle East, settling down the tensions over there. And then you saw the fruits of that labor, folks. You saw the fruits of that labor where Jordan and Egypt and some of the other countries did not encourage Iran to go any further with their assault on Israel. And then we found out what? That Joe Biden himself approved the attack on Israel from Iran. Approved it.
Well, within certain limits.
Oh, well, what limits were they, Joe? What limits were they? None of this. None of this would have happened under President Donald Trump. None of it. How do we know? Because it didn't. The left threw a hissy fit when Donald Trump went to the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea and quote-unquote stepped into South Korea to shake hands with,
he's making friends with dictators, he's kissing Kim Jong-un's ass.
Guess what he did? There was peace. The world wasn't at war with himself, with itself. So to the anti-war left, I want to just make something very clear. To the Serge Tankians of the world, right? He's a big activist. He doesn't like Trump because Trump is friendly with Erdogan of Turkey. Erdogan of Turkey refuses to acknowledge the Armenian genocide. And System of a Down is all Armenian, okay? And they are very outspoken about the Armenian genocide. And I respect them for being like that because there was a genocide. The Armenians were genocided over there. And it should be talked about. But to the anti-war left, your party, your movement is no longer anti-war. When the president of the United States talks to our enemy, how do I know that Iran is our enemy? Because they chant death to America. If I saw Speak the Truth McGroin and I started chanting death to Speak the Truth McGroin, I wouldn't be his friend. He probably wouldn't think that I'm his friend. I don't think he'd like me. Okay? Now, I would never do that. I like Speak. I love all the McGroins. I would never chant something like death to a... No! Iran chants that in their parliament. I had somebody on Twitter go, well, Iran purposefully didn't want to kill civilians, and that's why Israel intercepted 99% of the attack. They told me, you ready for this? That Iran has something called humanity. Humanity. If a woman has a square millimeter of skin showing, they get stoned to death in the streets. You tell me that they have humanity. They've killed peaceful protesters for protesting. You tell me that Iran has humanity. They don't. You're gay in Iran? Listen, I don't agree with the lifestyle, but do I think a gay person should be thrown off of a rooftop for being gay? No. You know who thinks so? Iran, because it happens there. Joe Biden chose the side of that country. He has been doing it ever since he has been Barack Obama's vice president, and now our only ally in the Middle East. And I'm not saying we got to send troops, and you know where I stand on foreign aid, zero. I don't think we should be giving anybody anything till all of our problems are solved. And some well, we have to stand with Israel. I support them. I guess you could say spiritually, right? We say we could pray for it. I don't want to send a dime. They want to buy weapons from us? Different story. We're not writing blank checks to any other country but the United States. But the president of the United States chose to side with Iran over this weekend, approved the attack on Israel over this weekend. Put a lot, that Iron Dome didn't work. He was putting lots of people in the way of, not, you know, not just attacks on social media, bombs. Another line from System of the Down. Where do you expect them to go when the bombs fall? Seriously. That's who he chose this weekend. Why? Because he wants to win Michigan. He's a scumbag. Joe Biden is a scumbag. The world is a worse place every single day that man occupies the Oval Office. Every day. And it's time the people on the left realize it. And it's time the people who, for some strange freaking reason, are still not over the 2024 primary. Ron DeSantis would have been a better... He dropped out and he's behind Trump. I don't give a flying you-know-what. With Donald Trump, he started the COVID lockdowns and it hurt my children. Take that, okay? And tell Donald Trump he did it, but don't you dare sit out this election and contribute to what we saw over this weekend. Because once Israel falls, they're coming for us. They've even said it. First we'll do the Saturday people, then we'll get the Sunday people. Well, Donald Trump, you know, he was bad during COVID. Shut your mouth. I blocked two people on Twitter this weekend. One of these clowns named Stinson Norwood. If you see him, S. Norwood, 1776, tell him I told him to go himself on Twitter. Another one is this guy. He's got like 15 accounts and he's a jerk. All he does is complain to my mentions. I blocked him too. Both of them. Both of them, when I said the world was safer under Trump. Well, the COVID, shut up. Not the time. I've heard your spiel. Go away. Either get behind the only president that we've seen over the course of decades while he was in power. Not have anything crazy like this happen. You're not going to contribute to putting that guy back in power?
Look at the lockdown. He made fun of Ron DeSantis' boots.
You hung up over boots? Screw you. It took a lot. I wanted to drop some F-bombs. We're not going to do that. The System of a Down said, where do you expect them to go when the bombs fall? We don't do F-bombs here. Okay. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging through that intro. I mean, I didn't expect it to be spicy off the bat, but it's spicy. People got to get over the primary. If you're not going to get over the primary, leave me alone. Primary's over. The Republican nominee is going to be Donald Trump. He is being assaulted on all sides of the legal system, the political system, etc. And you're going to complain over the fact that he called Ron DeSantis the sanctimonious for 5 months? That's what you're going to complain about? You know what? You're a leftist. You're sensitive. Anyway, we got a lot of that. We're going to talk about the Iran situation. We're going to talk about, oh, the pro-Palestine people. You know what I've said I'm going to do? I'll say that. I have an idea. I'm going to do a protest to mock the pro-Palestine people. We're going to do it. Okay? We got that. We got a weird story out of New York City about illegals. It's pretty disgusting. RFK update, and the FBI is now opening a criminal probe into the Baltimore Bridge situation. Criminal. That's not what you think, but it's still a criminal probe. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at Switch. Oh, and updates from the courthouse. There's a Red State article with running updates from the courthouse today. Nothing huge. Jury selection, but we'll talk about that too. Here's a word from our friends over at Switch, the number 2USA.com. Take a look.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is Switch number 2USA.com. Switch 2USA.com. We've been talking about how the world is going crazy With supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices, we all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time, while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. Now, the wealthiest on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it, and how can our voices be heard? Well, you could vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef. And it's all delivered right to your door. No more made in China. Switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation today. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first. Rather than shareholders and corporate executives, I want you to join the parallel economy that's been formed. I want you to join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation and Aside today, that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch to number 2USA.com. Switch to number 2USA.com. Switch to USA.com. Next up is the LFA TV store. I am rocking one of the flannels from that store, folks. And you can get one just like I have on the LFA TV website, LFATV.us. Click on that pop-up that says watch live. If you can't find the show, if it gets buried one day, it'll bring you to the show that's currently live as soon as the show starts. This is the LFA TV store, and you see the flannels right there. They are amazing. They're you got the red and blue for men and women. You got these ones over here, the both of these types of flannels right there. You have the hats. Brennan's got some new tank tops and tote bags from the LFA TV store. She looks great in them. And it's awesome. So I want you to head over to the LFA TV store. Check out the overstock list as well. $10 overstock items at the LFA TV store, LFATV.us, or you can go directly there by going to jeremyharrell.com/store. Pick up your LFA TV flannels today. Same one I have. Take a picture. Try to tell me that you look better in a flannel than I do. I'm not going to, it's obviously not true, but it's okay. We could try, you know? It's like the Harlem Globetrotters and the team that they play, the Washington Generals, I think. I'm not sure. But you could, you know, you could always try. You're never going to look better than I do in a flannel. Anyway, let's head into this. Joe Biden, yes, he did. The left, no, Joe Biden didn't choose Iran. No, 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 there's no way. There's no way. All right, well, I mean, here's the story of a man named Brady. Just kidding. Here's the story here. PJ Media. Joe Biden approved Iran's assault on Israel, quote, within certain limits. Well, I guess hundreds of drones and missiles were within those limits. On Saturday, Iran initiated a barrage of drones and ballistic missiles at Israel. Thankfully, most of them were successfully intercepted and caused minimal damage. Of course, in a stunning move, President Biden is pushing Israel not to retaliate. You know, it's funny. It's really funny. Could you imagine? I'll take the position of Joe Biden right now. If I saw somebody punch Shaken McGroin in the nose, sucker punch, you know, they don't like him, they walk up to him, they punch him. And I go to Shaken McGroin and I say, don't hit back. Just don't. You shouldn't do it. Just take it. Just take it and walk away. Take the win. He's going to go to me, what do you mean the win? I just got punched in the nose. I want to kick that dude's ass. So here's Joe Biden telling Iran, go ahead and attack them. And then telling Israel, well, don't attack back. And a lot of people are like, well, Israel started it because they attacked the consulate. And that's technically sovereign territory. I'm just curious. Who is Hezbollah backed by? Who are the Houthis backed by? Who is Hamas backed by? Are they backed by the terrorism fairy? Well, if you're answering yes, they are backed by the terrorism fairy because they're backed by Iran, well, then you're correct. But Joe Biden wants you to believe that Iran has never, that the attack on the Iranian consulate was unprovoked. It has been provoked for decades. Israel has been taking attack after attack after attack after attack by Iranian-backed terror groups for decades. Now, they went out there and they killed, like, top military leadership. The same thing happened under Trump. We killed Qasem Soleimani. And Iran had to, quote-unquote, retaliate to save face. So they attacked a military base, the United States military base, but we had evacuated in time. But this was a little different than that. This was a large-scale operation here. And Joe Biden said yes to Iran. Go ahead and do it. Remember that $10 billion here, $10 billion there, $5 billion on the anniversary of September 11th, plus hostages. Remember all that money we gave to Iran? That's the next thing that people are saying. Well, we didn't give them money. We just unfroze the money. Okay, let's break this down real quick. Unfroze, okay? If the money was frozen and Iran didn't have access to the money while it was frozen, and then we unfroze the money, and then Iran had access to the money, that is quite literally the same thing as giving Iran money. Instead of giving them new money, you're just giving them access to money that they wouldn't have had access to if we didn't unfreeze it. We gave them money.
We unfroze it. It was their money in the first place.
Could they use it? They couldn't? And then all of a sudden they could. So we gave them access to the money, which is the same thing as giving them money.
But it was for humanitarian. They say it was for humanitarian purposes. It wasn't to attack Israel.
Oh, okay. All right. So I give you $100 to go shop at Walmart on a gift card where you can only use it in Walmart. That means you could take $100 out of your bank account and buy something else with it because you have $100 worth of money that can be used at Walmart, so you don't have to use your own money and go out of pocket. Do we understand this? Is this making sense?
So we unfroze tens of billions of dollars for a country that hates us, hates Christians, and hates Jews. They told us, well, okay, humanitarian. We told them, all right, you can only use that for humanitarian. But that freed up tens of billions of dollars that, because that other money was frozen, they would have had to go out of pocket for those humanitarian costs. That frees up tens of billions of dollars that they could use to do anything. What do you think they did with it? What do you think they
stared at it? Or they bought like a new TV with it? What? No. No, of course not. I wonder if they, maybe talk to the Taliban. You know the Taliban? Afghanistan, that Taliban Tony Blinken told us. Oh, they're the nice guys now. This is a new Taliban. Oh, it's a new Taliban, really? Because they're still throwing people off of rooftops for being gay and being a woman. They're still doing that. So if that's the new Taliban, I don't want to know what the old Taliban was. Oh, yeah, the old Taliban was exactly the freaking same. I wonder if Iran spoke to the Taliban. Hey, some of that military equipment that the doofus in the White House left behind. Can we get some of that? Think we can get some of that? Hey, we got tens of billions of dollars. You want some money? Okay, here you go. I wonder if they purchased some weapons with that $10 billion plus dollars that we kept unfreezing for them. Nice. It's very nice. September 11th, we gave them billions of dollars, unfroze it. And then a month later, October 7th attack happened. Hamas, rockets, parachutes, construction vehicle. I wonder where they got all these things, how they afforded those. Yeah, interesting. Certainly couldn't have come from the money that we gave them because it freed up other money so they could buy that destructive stuff. There's no way. Just no way. So Joe Biden approved it. And yes, now the left is cheering for Iran now. That's right. The left. Death to America, right? That's what Iran, they chant that in their parliament. The left is now cheering for Iran. David Strom. Probably the best writer on hotair.com. No offense to anybody else, but David is tremendous. The left is now cheering for Iran. Olivia Rangold of the Free Press has an unsurprising but still disappointing report about the reaction of left-wing activists to the news that Iran attacked Israel on Saturday. Of course, they cheered for Iran, the Free Press. American liberals still don't understand. They don't comprehend the fact. The left is genuinely serious about wanting to destroy the West as we know it. This is what David Strom says. They believe Western values are evil. Thank you, DEI in schools. They believe that every non-white person is oppressed. Thank you to DEI in the schools, except if they're Republican. And that anybody with an axe to grind against America and her allies is a friend to their cause. In other words, they want to see the country fall. Folks, this is not something that I ever wanted to play for you on the show, and I don't like to platform it, but we have to show you what these people are doing. These are left-wing activists in Chicago, okay? Watch this.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever, all right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg Bar.
Marg Bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings, depending on the gesture. It can mean death to or down with. So,
can we get a Marg Bar Amrika?
We can get a Marg Bar Amrika. Yes, we can.
Marg Bar Amrika!
Marg Bar Amrika!
Marg Bar Amrika!
Thank you.
Yeah. Death to America. They're not chanting that. You're making that up. The Palestinians do not hate America. And those people in Chicago, they don't hate America either. And they certainly don't hate America in Dearborn, where they chanted the exact same thing that the guy teaching the chant literally told the crowd. It means death to America. That's who the left is in bed with, folks. I don't give up about abortion right now. Not that I'm not pro-life. I'm talking to Americans who still want this country that they think is a free country. I'm talking to people who have abortion, access to abortion, high on their list. The party that wants to tell you they stand for women's rights are aligning with the Sharia law freaks who stone women to death in the streets if their face is showing. They don't give a damn about women's rights. The left has embraced the death to America crowd, period, full stop. That video explains the entire thing to you. Well, it could mean down with or death to. Someone else, can we get a Marg Bar America? Of course we can get a Marg Bar America. Yeah, death to America. That's what they're doing. I don't care, right or left, if you don't love the Israeli government. I don't either. I'm just saying, the people in Iran who chant the same things in their parliament just got on the phone with your president. And he told them, go right ahead and bomb Israel within certain limits. He's taking Iran's side. He is taking the side of the death to America cult in this country. All because he wants to win Michigan. This guy didn't care about you. He didn't care about me. He doesn't care about where we have to go when the bombs fall. He's feeding us, as System of a Down says, lies from the tablecloth. And I know Serge Tankian, I don't know him, but I know that he is not on our side politically. But that song, BYOB, and a lot of his other music that is anti-war and in many ways, anti-big government, an anti-war machine, a lot of that resonates now. And not with the people that he ever thought it would resonate with, but it does. Joe Biden doesn't care where we have to go when the bombs fall. Joe Biden doesn't care that he's cozying up to the people who are teaching others to chant death to America. He doesn't care. He cares about one thing, power. That's it. He only cares about power. We have an opportunity to make sure that he loses power. And not just him, but Democrats all over the place. Have we heard a word from Piggy Smalls, Ilhan, some people did something. AOC, RICO is not a crime. Jamal Bowman,
I pulled that fire alarm.
Have we heard a word from any of these people about Iran? Have they condemned Iran? No, of course, they're waving the freaking pom-poms. Because they have a place to go when the bombs fall. Do you? I don't know where we're going to go when the bombs fall. I have no idea. Where do you expect us to go when the bombs fall? Where? Sad part is the most people on the Hill, including Republicans, some of them, Lindsey Graham, John Bolton,
Israel must destroy Iran's nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's going to go well. In the whole place is going to turn to glass if they do that. This guy with the mustache, this guy. They don't care where anybody has to go when the bombs fall because it's not going to impact them until it does. This president has sided with our enemies. He has made his choice very clear. He prefers the Death to America crowd. If you're a Jewish American, a Jewish American voter who has voted Democrat over the years, that can't continue. That can't continue. Joe Biden ordered an attack on Israel. You may have family there. You may have nobody that you know there, but it's a pretty special place for Jews, Israel, right? It's a special place for Christians, too. And the fact of the matter is that this world has been destabilized in as little as 3.5 years because the guy in the White House has no clue what he's doing, or maybe he does, or maybe he's being guided to sink this country. You know, today is the anniversary of when the Titanic sunk and they tried to avoid the iceberg. Well, he's steering us right into it because he knows what it's going to do. You're a Christian, you're a Democrat, all tolerance, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden hates you. You're a Jew. You've been voting Democrat. You didn't like Trump. The tweets were mean. The world was safe, though. You didn't have to worry about where you were going to go when the bombs fall. Now you do. You can't keep voting Democrat. You just can't. All right, I want to get to a word from our friends over at InsurityFinancialServices.com. That makes sense, that first portion? Is that making a lot of sense there?
I would say so.
I hope so. InsurityFinancialServices.com, our good friend Tim Gustafson is back, and he wants to help you out with some life insurance, ladies and gentlemen. So this is InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Go to InsurityFinancialServices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy and your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule today. Get peace of mind. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a dark beginning of the show. I'm talking about where we're going when the bombs fall and etc. It's not an easy time these days to actually have any peace of mind, right? I mean, you could turn on the song by Boston and rock out. All I want is to have my peace of mind. But it still may not bring you peace of mind. Peace of mind is invaluable. You can't put a price tag on it, and that's why we're talking about life insurance. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is on InsurityFinancialServices.com. InsurityFinancialServices.com. If for some reason, not for some reason, it's not an easy word to spell. If you can't spell the website or don't know how to spell the website, I've got great news for you. Here's the QR code right there. You can scan it at the top right portion of your screen and it'll take you to InsurityFinancialServices.com. Take a look today. Schedule your life insurance consultation. Don't wait. Check it out. We appreciate them being a part of the show. All right, the left is cheering for Iran to the point where they're now excited and they are doing what they do best, which is shutting down major roadways. There we are in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. That's a pretty big deal. Now, if that was a MAGA crowd doing that, those people would have been beaten. They would have been dragged off the street by their hair. We would have heard from the media how horrible Trump supporters are. You know, if a bunch of Trump supporters did that today, blocking the bridges into New York City because Donald Trump was going on, you know, is on trial there now. And we'll get to some live updates from the courthouse. If that was, if those were MAGA supporters, we would have seen and heard all sorts of things about it, right? Well, here's what the scene on the Golden Gate Bridge looked like today. Take a look at this. You see them there? It is. Stop the world for Gaza. Stop the world for Gaza. Look at that. What about those people on the bridge that need to get to work? Nah, they don't matter. Doesn't matter. They're stopping traffic. Stop the world for Gaza. You see, this is why I like Ron DeSantis. Because in Florida, it's legal to run those people over. And that might be the lesson that they need to learn. That might be the lesson that they need to learn in order for them to stop doing that on major roadways. Not only are they doing it on a major roadway, but they're doing it on a bridge, which, I mean, I got to tell you, driving over this really old, rusty bridge going into Indiana for the solar eclipse a week ago, I was like, I hope there's no tankers nearby. I don't think those people wanted to be stranded on the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a pretty big bridge. But those people don't care. The leftists don't care. They have no problems. Here's outside of Chicago O'Hare International Airport today. Again, Chicago, the same area where we just saw those Death to America people. Here's what was happening outside the airport today. Take a look at this. How come all of them know how to drum, by the way? They always seem to have... They borrow one of the DEI students from the marching band nearby? I have an idea. Because, folks, I want to be perfectly clear. Palestine is not a place. It isn't. Some way, well, the map, England, Palestine, mandate. Not a place. I am thinking about... I'm not going to block traffic. I want to find a pro-Palestine protest near us. I want to make a sign, and I want it to say Free Hogwarts. Because if they're allowed to protest about a place that doesn't exist, I'm allowed to protest about a place that doesn't exist. And I want to see the reaction. What does that sign mean? I don't know, but from the river to the sea, Harry Potter will be free. That's what I'm going to... Seriously. I need them to... Where is Palestine? Well, no, that looks like it says Israel to me. Well, the land belongs to the Palestinians. It does. It belongs to the Palestinians. How old is the Bible? What, like 5,000 years old, right?
Oh, yeah.
Goes back a long time, right? You're old. Israel is mentioned in there like at the beginning, right? Israel? Long time ago. Way before Palestine was a thing. As a matter of fact, the word Palestine came from the word Philistines, I believe. That appears in the Bible, correct? Philistines? That's where they got the word from. So the name you call it now isn't even what they used to call themselves when it was quote-unquote their land. From the river to the sea, Harry Potter will be free. Free Hogwarts! Right? Seriously, it doesn't exist.
I'll change your mind on that.
I had somebody tell me on Twitter today. I'll change. You're not going to change my mind. It doesn't exist. It just doesn't. So I think Free Hogwarts might be a fun one. I'm getting off the Iran. Yeah, East Palestine, Ohio exists. That's correct. Oh, can we spray them with fire extinguishers, Dragon? That might be the first good idea you've ever had. I think that would be a like, you know how they did in the civil rights movement? That was nasty, what they did to the black people walking, and they were hitting with the fire hoses.
Oh, yeah, they would do that.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
I would do that to the Palestine people. Just, I'll be an honorary, just mow them down. I'd be an honorary fireman for a day just to soak these people. And who knows, maybe some of them are practicing witches. They melt in the water like the one from The Wizard of Oz. I don't know. What is that here? Who's that? B. Diggs says stupid. A D. Biggs says stupid is as stupid does.
I'm not sure. They've been okay, though.
No. He's being... I know what he means. I like it. Yeah, he's fine. All right. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to a little bit of a different story now. We talked about Iran. And I want to talk about this. You know, you have all these people that are coming into the United States. We have no idea who the hell they are. Are there Iranian sleeper cells here? Probably. I have no idea. Again, Joe Biden doesn't care where we have to run when the bombs fall. It doesn't matter. Right? Illegals in New York City. You know, they're coming for a better life. They just want an opportunity. Asylum seekers, they're ruining your city. Okay? They're ruining your city. Daily Caller. Illegal migrants allegedly turn a New York block into a dirty open-air market rife with sex workers and stolen goods. These are some great people they're sending. These are the best hombres. These are the hombres bueno. No. Hombres malo. Yes. Si. Si, senor. Sleepy Jose caca en frente del papa. Sleepy Joe pooped in front of the Pope. I know Spanish when I want. I'm going to start saying that. Anybody who looks at me like, eh, you know, eh, I'm going to go, Sleepy Jose, caca en frente del papa, and walk away. And he'll go, ay, 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 ha, ha. Sleepy Joe Biden. He is a stupido. Love it. Yeah, they might, but they might not if I tell him that he pooped in front of the Pope. Who would vote for that? Even the illegals wouldn't vote for that. Anyway, these wonderful hombres in New York City are now running an open-air market. That's nice, right? It's, you know, we're always concerned about public health, right? Public safety. You got, you know, a couple prostitutes strolling down New York City, open-air market, an entire stretch of the streets of New York has reportedly been given up to illegal immigrant street vendors peddling allegedly stolen goods, in addition to open-air prostitution, with police seemingly unable to stem the wave of alleged criminality. All right, here's why the police can't stem the wave of alleged criminality. Because if you arrest the bad hombres, they get released. The only thing New York City, specifically Manhattan, is interested in is going after Trump. They don't care that there are prostitutes in an open-air market. They don't care that things that are being stolen from small businesses that are the lifeblood of that city are being resold in an open-air market. They don't care the public health concerns. As long as they can put Trump on trial, that's all they care about. Get out of New York if you can. It's a smart thing to do. Shoppers on Roosevelt Avenue, Jackson Heights of New York City, are alleging that illegal immigrants are routinely ransacking their stores, shopkeepers, by the way, on Roosevelt, and selling their goods on the street at a discount. Well, it's easy to sell things at a discount when you steal them mere feet from where they committed the crimes, according to the New York Post. Residents also allege that sex workers remain a constant nuisance in the area, despite efforts to shut down local brothels in recent months, the outlet reported. Here, you want to see a picture of this? This is the dirty open-air market in New York City. Take a look at that. That's it's nice. You know, that's the city that doesn't sleep. It's, you know, the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, I guess, you know. That's unfortunately what that city has become. Now, I got a little bit of good news. And this poll, I believe, was taken before the Iran strike. Americans say Biden was bad for the country and Trump was good for the country. And folks, this is a New York Times poll. It's not supposed to find that result, was it? No, New York Times poll. Finding the result that Biden was bad. What are you talking about? A new poll has revealed that more Americans view Trump's years as president as good for the nation, while Biden's years have been bad. The New York Times Siena College poll found that just 25% of Americans say that Biden has been, quote, mostly good for America, 25%. While 42% said the same thing for Trump. Of those who said either president was mostly bad, 33% said that of Trump, while 46% said that of Biden. The poll also found that poll respondents' views on Trump have changed since 2020, his last full year as president. 10% more people approve of his handling of the economy, pushing his approval on the topic over 60%. And this is what I was saying over the weekend, right? You don't have to agree with everything he did. I don't agree with everything he did. I didn't like it the day he started. We're going to do lockdowns. We're going to do 15 days. It's going to be 15 beautiful days. We're going to slow the spread. We're going to flatten that curve. We're going to drop Chris Christie on the curve. We're going to flatten it. It's going to get flat. I didn't like it. I didn't like when he did that. I don't like that he continues to play up the vaccine. I don't like it. However, I look back 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. You know what I was eating for dinner a lot of time? Steak. Steak. You know why? Because I didn't have to lop off an arm to pay for it in the supermarket. Now, I'm not saying I don't like it. Brennan makes really good sausage and peppers. It's so good. We're going to have it in a little bit. It's really tremendous. We love it. The sausage and the peppers, it's tremendous. I'm not saying I don't like that. I want a freaking steak. Now, we could, you know, I can afford a steak, but honestly, I just can't justify $18 a pound for, you know, it's not like this amazing cut. Thanks, Joe. Thank you. Thank you so much. When we eat bugs, never going to happen. Okay? Americans know that it was better under Trump. Trump also gained 9 points among those who think Trump left the country in a better state, 8 points among those who approved of his handling of maintaining law and order, and 4 points among those who approved of his handling of unifying America. From 2016 to when the poll was conducted, Trump gained 11 points among those who think that electing him is a safe choice. The poll was conducted between April 7th and April 11th, 1,059 registered voters, and has a margin of error of 3.3%. Now, what does this mean? And why is it not translating to better numbers in general election polling, which you've seen has started to tighten over the last couple of weeks? Why is it not reflecting there? Well, folks, I have to tell you, it is reflecting there because the RFK thing is a real thing. Okay? RFK getting on the ballot is not one of these things that is a long shot anymore. That man is determined. He was denied Secret Service protection again. And now he's determined to run for president. The Democrats created this monster. Now, RFK Jr. says he has ruled out the libertarian run for president. However, in this ABC News article, he said, "We're not going to have any problems getting on the ballot ourselves, so we won't be running libertarian." Kennedy spoke from West Des Moines, Iowa, where his campaign was taking a victory lap, touting their Saturday afternoon gambit to get onto the general election ballot in Iowa through a quirk in the state law as a rollicking success. Its plan was to hold a small one-day convention in West Des Moines with at least 500 eligible voters who must hail from at least 25 of the state's 99 counties. The campaign says they surpassed that benchmark, with a member of his team claiming it accrued 686 credentialed delegates representing more than 35 counties. These results, though, haven't been certified yet by Iowa's Secretary of State. And he said, during an interview with ABC News, prior to that assembly, he found a single-day event easier than amassing the 3,500 signatures needed to gain independent access via petition. He also said 100% he was confident that he can replicate these results in all 50 states, despite encountering concurrent roadblocks to getting on the ballot across the country. He said, "We're going to add probably 2 to 3 states every week." The independent candidate running on a We the People Party ticket seemed confident he needs little to no outside help, telling ABC News he doesn't plan to join the Libertarian Party to assist in his efforts to get on the ballot. And when RFK is on the ballot, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by over 5 points. Because RFK takes more votes away from Joe Biden than he does from Trump. And so I say to you this, Democrats, liberals, maybe you're not ready to vote for Trump, but you can't bring yourself to vote for Biden and Jill Stein, Cornel West. But folks, there's a Kennedy on the ticket. There's a Kennedy on your ballot. And so if you're one of those Democrats caught in the middle, don't vote for Joe. I'd like it if you voted for Trump. But if you can't quite bring yourself to fill out that ballot for the orange man, if your hand starts shaking when you're filling out the, "I can't do it. I can't do it, Trump." Oh, thank goodness, RFK. There's a Kennedy on the ballot. That is why I love the fact that RFK is pushing so hard to gain ballot access across the country. Because we've heard about third party this, that, and the other. He's a serious guy with name recognition. He will ruin this election for Joe Biden. And I don't care if they bitch and moan and, oh, well, we would have won if it wasn't for RFK. Well, maybe RFK wouldn't have ran against you if you treated him fairly. Oh, well, too bad. So sad. I am here for the RFK candidacy. I will not support him. I will not vote for him. But I will tell Democrats, you don't want to vote for Biden? You don't want to vote for Trump? There's a Kennedy on the ballot. That's nice, right? You vote for RFK. You could protest the two-party system. Biden's going to get more votes than Kennedy. As long as Trump gets more votes than Biden, I'm fine with it. Let's see it happen. Love to see it. All right. I want to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. That is Oscar Foxtrot PapaFarms.com. OFP Farms, let me show you this Mother's Day box. Take a look at this. Is what they sent Brennan, because Brennan's a cat mom now. Look at this Mother's Day garden box. Now, obviously, we've taken the contents out. That's how I'm able to move. Don't think you're just getting an empty box, folks. This thing is amazing. That is the Mother's Day garden box. It was put together with love. It was.
Really nice.
There's all sorts of stuff on it. It's all written. It's done very well. OFP Farms, Mother's Day promotion. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about OFP Farms right now. That is OFPFarms.com. Oscar Foxtrot, Papa Farms. OFP Farms is a quality, family-owned and operated patriotic America First goat farm that provides quality goat milk products for everyday use. Now, their large collection of goat milk products are enriched with vital nutrients of essential vitamins, minerals, and fatty acids to help promote optimal skin health. Folks, OFP Farms, you saw the craftsmanship that went into that box. Well, this is OFP Farms right here, folks. This is, this is what they're doing for Mother's Day. It is terrific. It really is. So you want to show appreciation to mom. You get them this Mother's Day gift box right here, because this thing is just, it's absolutely incredible, right? This is what you're talking about right here. Brennan got it. She was so excited that she got it. It's incredible. So right now, OFP Farms is celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. I just showed it to you. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation, crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. That is the OFP Farms Mother's Day gift box, celebrating moms. So be sure to visit the website at OFPFarms.com. Browse their selection of products perfect for Mother's Day and every single day. And don't forget to use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off for a limited time only. That's LFA at OFPFarms.com, Oscar Foxtrot, PapaFarms.com. Use LFA at checkout for 20% off. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA, 20% off. Mother's Day gift box. This thing is awesome. Look at it. You tell me your mom, if you get this for mom, she's not going to like it. She's going to love it. Pick it up today. Look at the back. All this beautiful stuff right there. When your mother asks, do you want a piece of advice? It's mere formality. It doesn't matter if you answer yes or no. You're going to get it anyway. We love it. Right there, OFPFarms.com. Hey, MyPillow, ladies and gentlemen, goes right very well with the OFP Farms. The magnesium products, you spray this on yourself. You lay down on a pillow from Mike Lindell. You're never going to have a bad night's sleep again, unless last night. But that wasn't the pillow's fault. I was just all jacked up. So take a look at this video from Mike Lindell. You know, there's lawyers out there, they hate him, and he treats them the way they're supposed to be treated. Take a look. Okay.
And I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on, okay? That when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole, Mike, is what you are.
Mike,
no,
sorry.
He's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance-chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about, maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. But good one, though.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
What I'm saying
obviously is, you don't have a My Pillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell...
Asshole. Go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. You see it on your screen right there, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SHAWN45 for amazing discounts. MyPillow.com, promo code Sean45. SHAWN45. Okay. A couple of things before we leave. The first time I'm asking today, hit the like button for us. Share the show with a friend. As it was pretty spicy in the beginning about Joe Biden and his betrayal of America, siding with the Death to America crowd. Updates from the courthouse. Donald Trump, 5.03 p.m. Eastern time. This is on Red State. First day of the trial wrapped up in Manhattan. 9 jurors were questioned, and a new panel is expected to be brought in on Tuesday. After court was dismissed for the day, Trump addressed cameras outside the courtroom to express his frustration with the process and concern that the judge may not allow him to be absent from court to attend his son Barron's graduation or to attend oral argument in the Supreme Court next week. Also today, Fisher versus the United States, heard by the Supreme Court today as well. And so just jury questioning happening right now. Last but not least, I did want to touch on this story real quick right here. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation. Look, I don't trust the FBI, but they have opened up a criminal investigation investigating the events that led up to the ship's crash into the bridge. And the biggest thing they're looking into right now is criminal negligence. Apparently, the boat left the port and they knew there were electrical problems. And so they're looking at criminal negligence. And so, I mean, look, there are folks who think this means a little bit more than it does. Seems like it's going to be FBI looking at criminal negligence here in the Baltimore bridge catastrophe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching and listening. Thank you to everybody who has showered farishmedia.com with love. We've gotten a lot of orders there. A lot of cool things coming off that website now. It's amazing. So you can check that out if you want a Trump-style voice or video message for yourself or your business or somebody you know. Farish Media, FARASH Media.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you open up any of your podcasting apps. If you have three of them, open up all three and subscribe to our show, Ungoverned. It's this show, just the audio format. It gets uploaded every day. It helps us spread the word. Thank you so much. Sign up for our email list on farishmedia.com. Make sure you drop a like on this video before you go today. Thank you to McGroin Nation and ThoughtCast for the raids. Really appreciate that. It looks like nobody was harmed in the process of the raid. It was nice. So that was very good. That was really fun. Thank you so much for everything. And remember, Will Johnson, by the way, coming up next at 6 p.m., Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 and Stone Zone with Roger Stone at 8. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.